Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unveiling Valor, Captain Len Kane's journey from naval hero to humanitarian luminary with your host Captain Len Kane and President of the Hope Collection Ron Clayton. We would like to thank our sponsors, extend our deepest gratitude to the Hope Collection and Joel and Ardith Griffing for their unwavering support in making a positive impact on our community. Our generosity empowers us to reach further, dream bigger, and extend a helping hand to those in need.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever part of the country you're hailing from this morning. This is Ron Clayton calling from Buffalo, New York, president of the Hope Collection and co-conspirator with Len Kane and the Golden Rule Society to make this a better world. We're just excited to be able to join together and also welcome you to a show that's been put together to make this world a better place. And so, well, I know that Captain Len's already called in. He's on the other side of the country, but he's also on the other end of the line because we communicate through this phone system and this blog radio, and we welcome you wherever you're calling and hailing from. We do have a phone number that you can call in and meet Captain Len if you care at 716-816-4686. Good morning, Len. How are you today?
Fantastic, and I want to first say, humbled and honored to be here with you, my friend. And by the way, congratulations, and hope you had a wonderful little vacation while you were farting. The problem with your left knee there, that is, the doctors are taking good care, and you're getting back to 100%. You're in our prayers, Ron Clayton. God bless you and your lovely bride, Linda. Good to be here with you now and always. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a great show because we have a lot of wonderful things to offer you and yours for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity for all these many, many years. Our Golden Rule Society charity that Ron mentioned, we've only been in business for 52 years, more than a half of a century, and we keep helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. And by the way, before the show really starts, be sure that you have a pen and a piece of paper there to take notes because you don't want to miss it. And some people said to me, oh, whenever I hear you, and you start telling us about all these wonderful things, what they do is they hang up and then they call their friends and their family to make sure that they listen to the show as well. Everybody's welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And I always start off the show usually with, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Now, watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs. And they know this is silly because it's a radio show. And I said, yeah, but I got your attention. Now, here's the point. We're not selling anything. So you can relax and enjoy. And that's why we're here, to help make it a better world. And why not relax and enjoy? Ron, God bless you. It's great to be with you. I'm going to have a sip of my coffee, and I want to hear some nice words from you on your wonderful vacation where you're working on your knee.
Well, thank you, Len. And yes, Len and I did thoroughly enjoy a trip to Mexico. We were at Cancun, and we were at Unico River Maya at a Unico 2078 is the longitude, latitude, location. You as a pilot would know that, you know, right to go, where to go to as you were flying through the air and following measurements and the world, we haven't broken up with longitude and latitude degrees. You could find that place in an instant, not only on a map, but if you're in a plane, you're right there, Len. It was a resort that was set up. It was relatively new. And it was, I would call it for, we've been to several, what they call total inclusive resorts. We've been to several, and many of them are very big. their layout. This one was like there were five, look how big condo units, individual. We had an individual suite, double bed. We had a jacuzzi on our front, we had a porch, right off our room, and they had a jacuzzi. In fact, I took advantage of it one day, and our host came and prepared the tub, made sure it was all, clean and prepped from whoever might have used it previously or whatever. And it's outdoors, so they make sure it's good, ready for us to use it. So I get to sit there and bubble and bounce around. He put bubbles in there, and I was calling people, telling them back home and saying what I was doing. It was fun. Linda got some pictures, so we'll share them in the future with everybody. But the resort was intimate, and it was wonderful. Talk about food every single day, morning, noon, and night. They say inclusive. That's really what they mean. We got chocolate every night. They had little chocolate bars. They had a chocolate shop, and they actually had a program where you go to we didn't go to it, but they had a seminar on how they prepare chocolate to turn it into, from the start of the bean all the way to finished product. And but they had these chocolate bars they gave us every night. Oh, were they good. And then we had, we could get up at whatever time we wanted, and they had served lunch, breakfast until lunchtime, and then they had lunchtime until dinner time, and then they had dinner time to whatever. And we had five different restaurants or places to get food from at any given time. When we came off our elevator on the second floor to our room, like I said, we go to our right, it was right there. When we got done, we go downstairs at the base elevator, turn left, go through one little set of doors. There was a place called Inez. And Inez was a specialty, what would you call it, honey? It was just a specialty shop where they had croissants, rust pastries. They had more like Caesar salads and little salads for lunch. In this place, you walk into it, it's a little, we could eat it there or take it out. And we get Caesar salad, but the croissants and the desserts, immaculate. The chocolate was made, of course, at the chocolate shop across the hall. And so that was available to us 24/7. And then we'd go, down the hall and we'd have lunch, or go down the hall and have breakfast, a gourmet breakfast every day, and fresh fruit, juices and everything. And then we get done and we go to the pool, go swimming a little bit, lounging, laying in the sun, go down to the beach. I didn't go to the beach this time because of my surgery, but we got all over the place. It was wonderful. And the people, it's a resort. You go there to relax and you unwind. And I'll tell you what, I don't remember thinking about anything back home. The whole time I was gone. I just totally was there to rest, to recoup from my knee surgery. And guess what? I'm making a good my therapist. I just came from there, Len. And my therapist says I'm making incredible progress. Not just progress, incredible progress. So I guess you could say that week in the sun really helped. And Len enjoyed herself. I can brag on that for her. I'm bragging on her all the time. But the one we think we did do, we went to a steakhouse for dinner one night. We went to the Italian restaurant for a meal another night. And then we went to one night we just really did everything on Inez. And cause we were kind of just floating around and hanging around with friends and stuff. And then one night we made reservations to go to the Hibachi Japanese Grill. Now, you can go to the Japanese restaurant and have, menu, food, Japanese menu. Or we can go to the Hibachi Pit. And when it turns out we were the only ones at the pit, normally you have a whole bunch of 10 people or so. But we had our own private chef who was an artist. He was a actor. He put on a show, and he was throwing the knives up in the air and down. He threw an egg up and caught it in the shell right on the knife. He was dangling things around. It was wonderful. Blend of meal, with different courses, and the vegetables that were stir fried up, and put together with different teriyaki sauces and stuff. And they had a little, like a, I don't know, it was like a little patty they made up, and I don't know what, it just tasted wonderful. And then we had, our dinner was salmon, chicken, steak, and shrimp. All that.
No.
I'm telling you, we rolled out of it. We just couldn't eat it all. It was, and it was so good. And the guy was such an entertainer. When we got done, the guys came in and from the restaurant, and they brought us a big platter that said "Happy Anniversary." They made a special dessert for us. It was a mousse, and it was, you know, all kinds of stuff. You got, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep carrying on, but it was, I hope I painted a picture of how exciting it was. And then we went to the, the company had a party. We had dancing in the moonlight under the, all the different, they had like Japanese lanterns all around. There were about 300 people there. And we had a buffet. Then it was a buffet. It was loaded and all that stuff. And they had a DJ and dancing and music. It was just a celebration. And I encourage anybody that can ever be able to take advantage of things like this. I hope you do. Because it was just truly, truly an experience. I'm not sure. Is Linda available? I'm not sure if she can make it out. She's been working on a project here. And so... she's not here. But anyways, I thought maybe she was close by. Nope, she's here. You want to go ahead? Why don't you tell Lynn a little bit of your perspective of the week?
Hi, Len. It's Linda here.
Welcome home. God bless you. I hope you glad you had a great time. Oh, tell us all about it, please.
We did. You know, what's wonderful about a getaway like that is, you know, it can be just the two of you, but then you meet a whole bunch of really neat people from all over the place. And so that's really exciting, too. So we just, it was a relaxing time. It was a fun time. The pool was beautiful. The weather was just wonderful. You know, we're in Reston, New York, near Niagara Falls, and it's a little chilly up here during the winter and the spring. But it was just lovely. It was 88 degrees, but there was a breeze, and so you never felt super hot. So it was just, but what the wonderful thing about traveling is, besides, of course, being someplace new, and you know all about that, Len, about being, you know, different foreign countries and different things. And just, you know, meeting the people that live there. We had, you could call him a butler. He was our host. That was his title. He was our host. And he was like a personal concierge, because he would set up our restaurants for us if we wanted anything. You know, you just asked him, and, you know, everything was just taken care of. And so that was just really neat. It doesn't always happen when you're at home and ask for something. You have to get up and get it yourself when you're at a resort. There's somebody that will just, you know, run in and get something for you. But yeah, that was what the nicest thing. It was just being able, they provided these wonderful straw hats. And, you know, you saw, you know, the wildlife. They had, obviously, iguanas and little, you know, geckos and things like that. But they also had beautiful birds, the songbirds. They were just gorgeous. Now, I didn't see any wild parrots, but our host said that there are wild parrots on the property. But there's all these other, like, they're kind of raccoon. I can't remember. What, you know, so those little animals running around, there was something that looked like a guinea pig with long legs. That was really cool. I never saw the monkey, although apparently there was a monkey, but I did not see him. But, you know, just to see different wildlife and just hear different and see different songbirds, that was just really wonderful. So, but I'm going to turn it back to you, Len, because I know that you've been a world traveler, and nothing I can say compares to all the travels that you have done.
Well, we're just tickled. My wife Ann and I are just happy as can be that you both had a wonderful time, because, ladies and gentlemen, the pain and the suffering that Ron Clayton went with that major surgery on his left knee, you couldn't walk around and all that sort of stuff, but still trying to keep the job going with the kindness campaign in the Hope for You program. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you about it, because Hope for You, this organization, was put together by just a wonderful, wonderful man, just brilliant man. His name is Joel Gripping, and I got to tell you about him, because first off, as a small world, he went to college with one of my high school football coaches up at Mansfield University, just right by where I grew up in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. But the point I'm trying to make is we never met for like 50, 60 years. When we finally got together, I found out he had finished his schooling. He got a doctorate degree in mathematics. A brilliant man. Tall, handsome, wonderful personality, good Christian man. He was a senior advisor to three of presidents of the United States of America. Not one, not two, but three. And the leader in England invited him to London to speak to the parliament. And they were just enthralled. They were just stood up applauding because all the wonderful things that he was telling about what to do. And I'm going to be trying to emulate all of that today. So be sure to have your paper and your pencil handy, because I'm going to start off with a whole bunch of things. And the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, because of the description of Ron Clayton and his lovely bride, Linda, is that the travel, and you've got to write this down, it's our Golden Rule Society Charities website. Now, I'm going to give it to you slowly, because most everybody knows how it goes. And it starts off with www.goldenrulesociety. And that's all one word, no spaces. .org, O-R-G. Simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation founded here in California, U.S. of A. But we're nationwide, worldwide, touching the lives, children, churches, charities, whoever, and we're not selling anything. I say it over and over again. It's available to you. When you visit the website, now Ron and Clinton were talking about the wonderful vacation that they had. Well, guess what we have for you? You get there, open it up, look around, you're going to see, and I'm going to tell you all about it. How to be a wise traveler. The program is the Vortex Travel. And what does that mean? It's a big money saver. You can save money up to 85% of the time. And the organizations that we have made arrangements with, all the airlines, and what do they say? They would rather have somebody in an empty seat and give them a discount so that there's somebody in there, rather than having them fly around with a whole bunch of empty seats. So they offer people the opportunity to say, hey, if you want to go fly here, we'll give you 50% discount, 60%, whatever it is. It all varies. I have no control over that. But you could do that. I'll give you a simple example. A good friend of mine and his wife from San Diego, California, they had to fly round trip to New York City for business. Okay, and off they went, and I'm going to talk round numbers. And the airline said, oh, there, yeah, that'll be $1,000 round trip. And he said, well, I'm affiliated with the Golden Rule Society charity. And by the again, membership, it's free. Just you can tell anybody that you're part of the Golden Rule Society charity just by visiting the site and take advantage of all the free gifts that we offer. So anyway, the man at the airline said, oh, well, let me check on that. And he said, well, okay, instead of $1,000, it's going to be $650. So they saved $350 simply by asking if they would offer the discount. And I always, this is the truth, don't try to get discounts if you want to travel on Christmas or New Year's or a national holiday, because most of the seats are all filled anyway. So they're not going to give discounts if they've sold a seat to somebody else. The point is, plan ahead. And that's the nice part about it. Be a wise traveler and save the money. Now, let me tell you something that you might kind of get this. When you go to the website, a little bit of background. I was a Navy fighter pilot for more than a quarter of a century, 26 plus years. And after I retired from the Navy, the airline here in San Diego area, called Pacific Southwest Airlines, offered me a job. They said, Len, would you come aboard and be a line pilot carrying passengers? Would you be an instructor pilot and all that? I said, I'd be honored. Sure, why not? That's fun. I like being in the air, flying around, here, there, and everywhere. So anyway, what I did was, flying for the airline, I put together a program called the Captain's Travel Tips. Now, it's only 39 pages, and people used to buy it for $50. And we'd say, that's fine, time's over. It's all free to you. So when you go to the site, what's on in the Captain's Travel Tips? How to be safe, how to save money, and how to have a wonderful time on your trip. And also how to protect your home while you're on and about, traveling here, there, and everywhere. People love it. They say, well, this is really great. Things that people don't really think about. How about the guy that beeps his horn and pull over, we want to do something because I think that there's something wrong with your car. And then you say, oh, hey, what's wrong? Next thing you know, they're stealing your money, your stuff. So be careful. Be very careful, but it's in the book, Captain's Travel Tips, and it's available to you. Click on it, download it, and they're yours, and that's the nice part about it. So you can share this with everybody and your brother, and we go on and on. There's this, the nicest part about Mr. Ron Clayton, because I told you about Mr. Joel Griffin, a wonderful man that he was, sadly, 2 years ago. The good Lord called him home. In effect, he passed away, had cancer, couldn't save him. We miss him. We pray for him. God bless him, and all that's that. So what happened, Mr. Ron Clayton stepped up, and he became the president of the Hope Collection. And because of his good work, you're able to listen to this radio show. It goes to 93 countries. I don't know who's listening, but I know who's doing the talking. And that's the nice part about it. We're sharing all these wonderful opportunities nationwide and worldwide. As a matter of fact, Mr. Joel Gripping, he was a senior advisor to three of our presidents, and somehow or another he heard about what we were doing with the Golden Rule Society, and he got in touch with me, and he said, Len, he introduced himself, and he said, I've been monitoring all the good things that you're doing. He says, and I know you have senior advisors. And he says, is there room for one more? And I knew his background. And I said, we're honored and pleased to have you as a senior advisor. So here is a guy, senior advisor to three of our presidents. He became a senior advisor to the Golden Rule Society charity. And like I said, we're all non-paid. And we now have 24 senior advisors. And I always tell them, remember I mentioned to you that we're all non-paid? And when any one of them does a good job, and they're all doing that now and then, and I said, Mr. Ron Clayton, you really did a terrific deal this week, and I'm going to double your salary. And, of course, everybody that's a senior advisor, they always remind me. They said, Len, two times nothing is still nothing, but it's all in good fun and the laughs. That's why we're here, to help make it a better world. and we're not selling anything. So relax and enjoy. Visit the website. You've got how to get discounts on travel, and you're all that we just told you about how to be the wise traveler, and Captain's travel tips, all this wonderful. There's more, and I want to tell you about it. I don't want to be dominating because we have other people who are, they come aboard, they're listening to the radio show, and they say, oh, I'd like to offer a few things. And we want to hear it then. I'm going to give them an opportunity. I have an opportunity to take a sip of my cup of coffee. But I want to let you know that what we have is something that's going to knock your socks off. And it's about what we call the Intiva Health Program. And we are part of it. As a matter of fact, I helped found it, Intiva Health. By the way, stay with us because Intiva Health is the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. Not just here in USA, in the world. So, Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Take my sip of my coffee.
Alrighty.
But I'm standing by, ready to jump back in. God bless you, Ron. Over to you.
Alrighty, go have a sip of that wonderful made coffee. I'm not sure if Annie made it for you or not, but you know, it's so great when you share with us, Len. We're just so lucky and fortunate. I don't say lucky, fortunate, because our paths crossed and you've been able to share with us. And when you say to people to go on to look up the website, thegoldenrules.org, and you can link directly to it, links right there to the Hope Collection. We are co-operating organizations, nonprofits, certified 501c3s. And because of our common cause to make this a better world, our programs that we bring to our listeners, we first of all want you not just go and look at the site. We'd like to encourage you to register. Become a member. It's free. There's no charge. There's no hidden thing. Someone said to me one time, well, do you have an agenda? Yeah, to make this a better world. So all of our programs, all of our services are available. Almost everything that we serve up is free. Now, otherwise, let's say we provide you with a service that you can take advantage of, like under one of our pillars of the Hope Collection is education. Well, if you go to Expert Ratings, that's a certification organization, educational program, you become a certified life coach. That's $160. But it's a national college-recognized course that you get certified for. You can turn that and get incorporated and turn that into a business. Let's say you're an expert in auto mechanics. So you take the course on certification for life coach. You can talk to people with certification, with people with your knowledge and your information, and you get additional courses to back up what you say in the specifics to what you do. That's really important. Now, that's a charge because you're getting a special service. But on a day-to-day basis, let's say you call up. So Len was talking about the travel. Through the Golden Rule Travel Service, you register. It's secure. You have to make a password up. And you can get guaranteed 30 to 60% off what the world has on the Internet. We can say that. We guarantee in writing that you're going to buy hotels, car rentals, go to events, go to programs, conventions, or concerts. And it's 30 to 60% less than what you can get by anywhere else. And because we have writing, by the way, we've been around for 10 years. We're not new guys on the block. And we saved our customers over $1 billion last year in savings for what our associates in the travel business have booked savings, $1 billion. So, you know what, guys? It's something you can trust, and there's a track record. And you can take advantage of. We got careers. We got programs. We got other health. And Len can talk about Intiva here in a second when he gets off his coffee break. Intiva Health, I can't begin to tell you. I'll let him tell you the why they've been recognized as the number one support organization in the world for medical. I'll let him explain that. But understand this. Intiva Health, when its development from its inception to today, has been doing nothing but expand in the marketplace services and products and health services to the country. And you can, there are specific programs you can take advantage of, whoever you are listening in on a call today. I know one service, I'll describe it to you. The swab test that they do for it did it for COVID testing, all that stuff. That same test, you can go get connected with Intiva. They'll send you the kit, the test. And what happens is they will do a genetic test and for you personally with a report that tells your doctor, you give it to your primary, and it'll be like a book. You get all this information of what kind of medicines, what kind of prescriptions, what kind of things that a doctor may give to you within a hospital or a clinic, or, you go and see your doctor, and they're going to try a new medicine. Well, if you had this test done beforehand, that test will tell the doctor right up front whether it's good, going to treat you or not treat you, maybe make you sicker. And it's just a new drug to you, they don't know, but if you did this test, it's $200. But I'll also tell you, you can propose it to your health program you have, Blue Cross Blue Shield or whatever. There's companies all over the world. But you can turn it into them. They may pay that. They may be covered. But the test can give you a sense of security for a lifetime. They can go to any of your doctors. Once you've got the report, you can have them share between all of them. That, to me, that's first of all, what life in today's world, because new medicines are coming out every day. And since there seems to be a press for people to get medicines working better, go back 3 years ago, thank God Intiva Health existed, because they have a communication system that the founder of Intiva created. And it's a special name for it. I think it's called Lockstep. What it is, it's a secure way of transferring information on the Internet securely. So much, it's so secure that our federal government is actually using it in our Defense Department to protect, classified special information that can't be hacked. And so we got a new vaccine that saved, a lot of people died from COVID, but a whole bunch were saved because in 9 months, doctors were able to create a vaccine, first time in the history of the United States, for a vaccine to go from inception to deliver to millions of people in 9 months, a vaccine that could do that. Now, there's a lot of people that are not happy and once done this, people they want to do this vaccine. Okay, it still did work. It still has provided help for people. And so I just thank them. I'm so happy that we have him. Now, whoever's got noise in the background, it's really disrupting the show. Can you put your phone on mute, please? I just wanted to know, this is Intiva. The power of this company is absolutely incredible. Len, are you back?
Yes, sir. Standing by, and it's good to hear all the wonderful things that Intiva Health is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you another simple advantage. One of my friends, I was asking him, I said, Charlie, how you doing these days? He said, Len, I'm in terrible pain. My body is fully full of pain. I can't enjoy life. It's not worth it. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, the doctor gave me these ABC pills. That's just an example. And they're not working at all. I said, so what? I introduced him to one of the doctors at Intiva Health. They're based down in Texas. But here's the deal. He went and talked to this doctor. The doctor listened to him over the telephone. And he said, oh, that sounds right. Well, he said, don't take the ABC pills. Here's a prescription that you can get at the drugstore. Give it the XYZ pills. We'll call them that. So my friend, Charlie, it was about, less than a week later, he calls me and said, Len, I started on the – he says, I am pain-free. I'm back to being a human being again. Now, here's the benefit of it. Didn't cost him anything other than to pay for his prescription. But that's the nice part about it. Intiva Health is doing it. By the way, Intiva Health is providing medicines and pills, worldwide. Everybody is, hey, I need these pills. So they order them from Intiva Health. Nice part about it is that the people and we're manufacturing the pills, because I say we're manufacturing, because when I heard about Intiva through my friends, anyway, we help sponsor them and help put them into business. A bunch of us invested, said, hey, this is too good to pass up. So we did it, and it just keeps growing. We ended up having to build not one, but two manufacturing plants to keep building the pills and the few for the people so that they're back to health. And right now, we've got a third manufacturing plant that is going to be dedicated probably in May of this year. But whenever it happens, whenever it's finished. And the plant that they're building right now is twice as big as the other two plants together, because that's what the demand is. People want to be healthy. They want to be feeling good. And that's been provided by the good people at Intiva Health. The gentleman who founded it was named Alexander Candelario. He was a combat Marine who was seriously injured in combat and was medically retired. So he went back to college in Texas and did very well technology-wise. He's a brilliant man. So he put all this program together, and people said, well, what does Intiva mean? Well, it's an acronym. It means informational, technology, videos, and that sort of stuff, rather than trying to put all the words together. Intiva Health is the name of it. And exponentially, it is growing wildfire, because it's providing the services that everybody needs. And we talk about getting prescriptions. This is something that we found out, and nobody really knows about this thing. It's a prescription discount program. And I found out about it through a friend who told me about it. So I went to the drugstore one day, and I said, I'm trying to get this prescription here. And they said, yes, there, Captain Kane, it'll be $100. And I said, well, let me ask you something. Are you part of the prescription discount program? Because they don't advertise this, and you have to ask. And the guy looked at me both ways, and he says, I must be honest with you. We're not part of that prescription discount program. Okay, what do I do now? He says, my friend across the street at a different drugstore, he says, I know that they have it. So I paid about $100, but the next time I went to the drugstore across the street, and I said, are you part of the prescription discount program? They said, yes, we are. The savings are as much as up to 80%, but all you have to do is ask the druggist. And if they are part of a program, they will tell you, but they don't advertise. And it's silly to advertise, because then they would be losing money. But if you ask, obviously you know about it. So there it is. Ask your druggist. That's wonderful. Up to 80% savings. And I have no true clue as to who and who belongs to the program. But all you have to do is ask. And if they have it, fine. You save money. If it didn't, well, c'est la vie. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, all these wonderful things with the Intiva Health Program. And I'm honored, just really pleased to be part of it, because there's nothing nicer than being able to help people and save lives. Because many years ago, I grew up in Pennsylvania. I was a coal miner's kid. And finished high school, went into the Navy, and they said, hey, kid, you did good on the tests. Would you like to take the test to see if you can go to Navy flight training? I said, well, I never thought about it. Never gave it a thought. But I took the test. Next thing you know, I was down in Pensacola, Florida, at the Naval Air Station, learning how to fly Navy airplanes, and did that for, like I say, 26 and a half years, more than a quarter of a century. And it is really wonderful, wonderful stuff. Because what we did in that training program, and I eventually worked it. I might as well tell you about it. I became an instructor in fighters, and I put together a program. It was in 3 days, I set a Navy and all in a world record, if you will. I flew 6 different airplanes in 2 days, 2 consecutive days, 6 different airplanes, all in air combat maneuvering, how to stay alive. And next thing I know, they gave it a nickname. They call it the CAT program, Kane Air Airborne Tactics. So then the Navy had what they called the Top Gun School, and that program became the primer for the Top Gun School. And I might as well tell you, because I'm on a roll, we went in combat over Vietnam, and the squadron that I was in, using those tactics, we were the first and only Navy fighter squadron that did not lose a single airplane to combat during the entire cruise. And I must tell you, it is a wonderful feeling in my heart and my mind to know that the tactics saved lives. And then some general in the Army based over there heard about it. He visited us aboard the USS Enterprise, the aircraft carrier. And he and his executive officer, they spent a full afternoon saying, "Len, tell us about all this stuff that you're doing that's saving lives." We went through it. They loved it. They appreciated it. Thank it. Off he went. And by the way, this general, he came out. He, in World War II, he was an Air Force ace fighting the Nazis, Zeros. The swastikas. But anyway, they implemented it. They got back to me and they said, "Len, we have seriously cut back our losses using these tactics." And they gave me a gold star in the Navy, and they gave me a gold star worldwide. And I kind of like what the nickname they gave it, the CAT program, Kane's Air Tactics. So anybody can use it.
Hey,
because
Pat,
if you're fighting for freedom, it's the thing to do. And I'm getting too lengthy about that sort of stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a program that I want to tell you about that people keep telling me about it. Because our charity, when we communicate with people, ladies and gentlemen, I don't send an email, just, okay, read this and you know, get belabored. What I do is I do video emails, and they usually last maybe a minute or two at the most. And I bought a little camera that you put on the top of your video in your computer. I click it on, and I see myself, and I smile, I talk, and tell them to show it, boom, boom, and I send it to people. And they open it up and said, "Hey, Len, it's nice to hear," because I do things like, "Hey, Joe, hey, Mary, hey, son David, son Glenn, son, the children, church, everybody." They see, and here's the deal. I'm going to put it over to you. They can see your face. They can see your personality. They see your smile. And you can say, "Hi, Mom, hi, Dad, hey, how are things going?" And it's just like being in the same room with them. And when you go to our website, and most everything is free, but there is a fee, but they give you an opportunity for a week or two or more that you can try the program. If you like it, it's yours. And let me tell you, our charity, we do more video emails than we do regular emails. But anyway, sounds like I'm selling something, and I'm not. But I just want to let you know something like that is available. So, by all means, take advantage of it all. And by the way, as I think Ron mentioned earlier, I've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, they told me I was number 2 in the world. And this is an honor. I'm honored and pleased and humbled to do that. But we might as well try to go and get to be number one in the world. So, Ron, let me turn it back over to you because I'm talking about myself and I don't want to do that. But everything I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is up for one reason, to benefit you and yours. Because people have asked me all the time, what's your philosophy? What do you do in this sort of stuff? And I said, I've carried this ever since my life. Since my mother told me when I was going off to the Navy, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. Those two words, be kind, are in my heart, my soul, and my mind. And I'm conveying it over to you right now, be kind. But the philosophy, they ask me what I want, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So, Ron, let me turn it back over to you. We've got some time left, and I'm happy to say one more thing or two things. But anyway, back over to you, Ron. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, is that country more calling in on a strange number?
Hey, good to see you there.
You know, I'm ready to jump in there before I bring some more traffic to your call. I'm sitting on the front porch because I'll be out of range. I accidentally locked my sister. I locked myself out of my sister's house while I'm on her phone. My phone is down. So for the first time, Ron, in about 20 years, I had to call on a landline. Do y'all know anybody in the world besides Len Cain that has a landline? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Len Cain. So let me spill my testimonies on y'all real fast while I drop you up here in the mountains. Number one, Len, the Antiva program, Len paid it forward, gave it to Ron. Ron paid it forward and gave it to me. And Ron had some of the same symptoms, been there, done that, as my personal assistant, Diana, who's from Japan. He paid it forward. The medicine that she was taking for her diabetes, high blood pressure, all that stuff, don't ask me to tell you what the medicine was, Ron can. But she was paying $168 a month here in Georgia for that medication until Ron told me his testimony. When I told Diana, not only did her levels go from like 9 to 5 or something like that, she went from paying $168 to $42 a month for the ABC, the Z pill, Glenn, I think it was that she took. It might have been the ABC pill, but she took the Z pill. Not only did her health get better and her levels got better than they had been in over 10 years, she's spending, like Lynn said, about 80% less money. Now, step number two, I hope, I tell people, I'm like Stevie Wonder, I just call to say I love you, but at least 3 or 4 times a day, Ron, I heard you say it, I heard Lynn say it, I heard Linda say it, and I heard my sister say it. I hope, and then I added my own little line, I hope you're better than good. I hope you're more than well. I hope you have a blessing story to tell. Ron, over to you, sir. What I'm telling you is Ron came back from his vision. Oh, he must have got my grandmama's glimpse. I see it in my mind's eye. We started praying that Ron was going to make it through his surgery. We hope, we know, we trust. Why? Because he said, country, I'm going to be going to Mexico to heal. Oh, he saw it in his mind's eye that him and Linda was going to be laying on the beach in Mexico healing up from, oh, I forgot to tell you, God's still in the healing business. But look, they went on the vacation. Oh, some of them people that, some religious people, we won't talk about them. We're talking about people that know how to bless people in their going and their coming. Ron, I let you tell them the long version of the story when you was trying to go down the stairs and you fell down the stairs, but they got right back up again. Oh, I remember Les Brown says, if I fall down, I hope that I can look up, because if I can look up, before he could help himself back up, God had already sent him 3 little angels to snatch him back up off the ground. Where are you going with this story, country? I'm going back, and then I'm going to land my plane to kindness. Ron loves it when I say we don't really care. We do care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know. But we don't really care what part of the world you're in now. We don't care if you went to Harvard or graduated from Yale or just got out of jail, because we have hope and we have kindness. What is it, Lynn? Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. So over here at the Hope Foundation, we're in the information stage, and knowledge, I said knowledge, is power. We want to empower you. We want to enlighten you. We want you to know what you need to know in order to grow. Lynn started right out, said, we're calling y'all guys out to help us. We're talking to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Hey, Ariana, little princess, shout out, sweetie. She opens up our radio show to 93 countries and 66 languages. I don't think she speaks Chinese. We're going to use the children to confound the wise. So we got a whole nation of people under love. Last little cliff note, then I'm going to land my mouth. Being and having the same blood makes you family. But when you get people that care about you and share with you and love on you, oh, I forgot to tell you, he says I am. I call him he sometimes. Sometimes I call him the divine creator. He told me to remind y'all that I am, that I am, that I am love. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we've been practicing over here, getting better and better at doing unto others before, I said before, they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, guess what happens? Eventually it comes right back to you, even if it does not come from the person that you originally gave it to. But if the truth was really told, because the truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
Mr. Brad Dorsey, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Brad Dorsey is a senior advisor to the Golden Rule Society charity. We are honored to have him a part of the team. He does so much for so many for so little. His country boy is his nickname, but I like to call him Mr. Brad Dorsey. And Brad, you are something special. Keep up your great work. We are honored and humbled to have you as a senior advisor, doing all the wonderful things that you are doing, all the wonderful things that you have done. You're part of the team, and I am just honored.
Thank you, Lynn. We are all soldiers in the Army for the Lord. Thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you to Ron for sharing your testimony, because our last one, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Lynn, but when Ron came on our spiritual call the other night, there was people that didn't know Ron, didn't know who he was, didn't know his voice, didn't know why he was telling us his vacation story, healing story is more what it came into. You may not know who he is. You know, may not know who Lynn Cain is. You may not know, but you can feel their spirit. That when I said one nation under love, everybody might have a different walk, a different calling. I'm a Southern Baptist. Lynn, you might be a Catholic. Ron might be a Presbyterian. We don't care what you call him, just call him. They said, country boy, what do you pastor at everywhere I go? I'm not a pastor. I'm not a priest. I'm a messenger from the Almighty High. It says we can't do this thing until we come together as one love. I'll stop right there.
Well, Country Boy, I'll just add one more thing. People many times say, well, what sign are you born under? What's your sign? And I always look in and I say the cross. See, I'm born under the sign of the cross. And that's the one that answers everything for me, and I hope it is for you. And we believe that, we live it, and we share it, not to put anybody down or take anything away from anybody. What we want to do is help you grow to become the best you can be, because the world needs more of us doing more of that. And as we do it, we get on the road holding our heads up and building each other up. We've all had different tragedies in our life, especially the last 4 years. Many people have lost dear relatives and friends. And you know what? we do know this one thing, that the Lord is still in the healing business. And at the same time people passing, many people have been saved, and many people are living better than ever. And as more of us spread this good news and good care and good thoughts and good efforts, we're going to make a difference to make it better. And the more of us that do that, the better the world will be. And that's why we have this show, and we operate 5 days a week, six because it's Saturday morning. It's kind of a testimony review. My wife runs a show on Saturday morning, and it's a review of your life and sort of testimony of great things that are going on. And we invite you to join us. Everyone who calls in the show, you are welcome at all times. Len, thank you so much. Country Boy, thanks for getting back on again. We've missed you. We'll be talking to you all. Have a great weekend. Oh, by the way, it is the luck of the Irish. Our neighborhood is totally green right now. We live in the Irish part of Buffalo. The Irish helped build the Erie Canal here. It's historic, but this is also a time and we, you know, celebration of St. Patrick's Day parades. And we have a pub called Blackthorn at the end of our street. We won't get out of our house, our driveway tomorrow because it's so busy with people that come in and park on all sides of the street and driveways get blocked up because people are celebrating Iris and they want to be happy. And we want to welcome the Irish, though. Luck of the Irish is going to be here tomorrow.
Right. Hey, Ron, I'd like to talk about just one last thing before we leave, if that's okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tie it up with all this wonderful program that we put together. And it's called the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And we put it together at the beginning on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 2021. And we've been sharing it with everybody. And now we have implemented it. It's going not only nationwide, but worldwide, and it goes like this. Very simple. The kindness campaign. With kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. And many people say, what you're doing, Len, you're sharing the love that God gives you with others. And I said, I'm glad that it's taken that way, but everybody should be doing that. Sharing the love that you receive and share it with others. With kindness, amen, love, and hope in your heart for peace in the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. Ladies and gentlemen, we really need that in the world today, with all the terrible things that are going on. So be part of it, share that, and back over to you, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity to share all the wonderful things to help make it a better world. God bless you, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Len. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week and weekend. Bye now.
Bye-bye for now.